Spotlight.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Nishit Kumar, and today we'll be discussing the modernization and infrastructure development of Indian Railways. And today we have with us Mr. Deepak Das, senior journalist in our studios. Welcome, Mr. Das.
Thanks a lot.
Indian Railways has undergone a massive structural and technological shift in India over the past year or so. The focus has moved from simple expansion to future-ready modernization, characterized by high-speed travel, green energy, and advanced safety systems. The Railways has been truly trying to transform themselves, especially over the past year or so, Mr. Das. How do you see this?
You are 100% right that there has been major change in the way Indian Railways has been operating in past 11 years. There is a lot of focus on improving railway system when it comes to infrastructure like, you know, renewal of tracks, laying new lines, at the same time to bring new rolling stock which are of high standard and modern, that is trains. Not just about Vande Bharat, as you rightly said, Amrit Bharat trains have also been introduced. So both trains cater to two different categories of people, primarily one is a short distance train. Short means maybe 500 to 600 kilometer. That's primarily sitting chair car that we have now. Then Amrit Bharat train, which caters to the most common people, the most affordable mode of transport, because people can travel from Mumbai to Darbhanga, Patna to Delhi at a very less ticket. So if you see that Railways has taken care of everything, it's like a complete basket of one thing: high quality travel, high quality train, at the same time trains which people can afford. And also enough steps have been taken to ensure that the affordable train also behaves the most modern train, that is the Amrit Bharat train. When it comes to laying of tracks, renewal of tracks, there has been significant change as compared to 2014 and 2025. And that focus is now more on building or laying tracks which can allow trains to travel at a faster speed. If I can recall correctly, recently Minister Srinivasan said that over 79% of tracks are now ready to allow trains to go beyond 110 km per hour. So now when you have more modern train and modern tracks, that brings a lot of comfort to people. Another important step that government has taken, Railways has taken, to my understanding, is the station redevelopment. You know, at the end of the day, that is the place where everyone comes to buy a ticket, to board a train, to get down. So station modernization has also come in a big way. If you look at this Amrit Bharat station program of Government of India, Railway Ministry, that has been successful, and over, I think, more than 120 such stations have already been inaugurated. So if you see, there has been a complete transformation that is happening, and this is going to continue. If I understand it correctly, by 2030, I think the face of Indian Railways will change in a big way, whether it is train, station, track, and the way trains are operated.
So, Mr. Das, among other things, Railways have been in a mission mode for 100% electrification of its routes, out of which 99.2% of the routes have already been electrified. It must have been a gigantic task for the Railways, given the massive network that we have. Your views on this?
So, that's also a big achievement by Indian Railways. As you rightly said, now electrification has crossed almost 99.2% of the entire broad gauge network by November 25. I think in past 1 month, there must have been some little bit improvement in that. So, if you look at the pace of electrification, that is increased from 1.4 lakh kilometer per day between 2004 to 14. It is now almost like 15 kilometer per day. So that's more than 10 times, tenfold right. increase. So that makes a lot of difference. For one, that your overall expenditure on fuel goes down because electricity is cheaper than diesel. Second, India has a target of achieving net zero by 2070. Railway has a target of 2030. So once you go for 100% electrification, that target is also achieved. It becomes the more cleanest mode of transport. And that is why, you know, if you see in past 1 year, the number of railway projects getting approved by the government, the pace of that improvement has increased. So it works in two, three ways. Number one, that the trains that we are getting are modern ones, are running on electricity. And when 100% electrification happens, your cost of operation goes down. At the same time, it helps you to improve the environment. I think five states are a little behind in, you know, 100% electrification. That is Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Assam and Goa. To my knowledge, that by 2026 March, Railways is targeting to complete 100% electrification. Once that happens, it will be a big milestone. And it also has some international connection. If you see, as of now, only Switzerland is the country which is 100% electrification. China is 82%, Spain 67%, Japan 64%. So this will be, India will be the second
country after Switzerland.
Yes. So that is again another achievement. If you remember last year, 2024-25, India became the second largest cargo carrier.
Yes.
So slowly we are, the way we are expanding, I think we are making new achievements and also setting a new targets. I think that is the biggest, to my understanding, that is the biggest thing for Indian Railways, that while they are achieving existing targets, they are also setting new targets. To Prime Minister has given timelines to every ministry for 2030-2047. I think Railways is taking a lot of steps to achieve them.
That's a very remarkable point that you make, that India is the second country after Switzerland to have attained, to be in the process of attaining 100% electrification of its routes. Now, talking of the jewel crown of the Indian Railways, that is Vande Bharat trains. Now, Mr. Dash, we know that 164 Vande Bharat services are operational, and the latest is that the Vande Bharat sleeper trains designed for overnight long distance travel, which is currently being operationalized to compete with the premier air travel, if we may say so. Now, how do you see this? This is something really very revolutionary, if I may say so.
Yeah, it's revolutionary primarily because there has been a lot of change in only a few years. This entire thing started in 2017, the Vande Bharat experience. And by 2019, we had a train which Prime Minister flagged off from New Delhi to Varanasi. And within these years, we have more than 164 such trains operational. And more are under, in manufacturing. As you said, the jewel of Indian Railways is Vande Bharat as of now, so far as train sets are concerned. So Vande Bharat sleeper is going to take it to a different level altogether. Because for long distance travel for about 1,500 kilometer, now chair car is not a comfortable mode of transport. That is the reason why Vande Bharat sleeper has been designed, which can cater to overnight journey. So primarily, as I earlier said, 1,500 kilometer. So the first train is likely to start operate between Guwahati and Howrah.
Howrah, yes.
So primarily, you take a train in the evening, then you come to the other destination early morning, do your work, then you go back. So that is one big thing. Second thing, I think we'll see more changes. The way Vande Bharat version 1, version 2, version 3, they have been improving every new train set that is coming up. From next year, 2026-27, we'll see many more trains which are being manufactured by private players. And also one of the PSUs of Government of India that Railway has given. So once you have these, 200 to 250 Vande Bharat sleeper trains, that will revolutionize the entire way people travel. One good thing about Vande Bharat sleeper is you must have seen those designs, and the people have already seen them. So those have been designed in a manner that you enjoy traveling in the train. You will not get that much of jerk.
Fatigue. Yes.
Travel will be comfortable.
Yeah.
Lighting system, the design of the seats, everything has been done in a very proper manner. If I can tell you, when I was asking one of these Russian players who is going to manufacture the next set of Vande Bharat trains, I asked them that, have you studied the way our people behave in our trains? I know it usually gets dirty. So that designer told me that once you give people a good train, behavior also change. I think that's going to happen at some point of time, because the way Delhi Metro has changed the entire behavior of people.
Absolutely.
I think Vande Bharat sleeper, the minute you get into the train, there is a high possibility that you will not make it dirty.
Absolutely.
I think those are the huge changes we should expect in next 2-3 years.
That's a psychological shift that you are talking about. And before we proceed any further, and even as we talk about this Vande Bharat sleeper trains, let's listen into the Honorable Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, what he had to say about the same.
जो लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस ट्रैवल होता है इसमें एक्सीलरेशन इतना इम्पोर्टेंट नहीं होता है, तो उसमें पुशपुल टेक्नोलॉजी बेटर होती है. तो दोनों टेक्नोलॉजीज को हमें मास्टर करना है देश में. पुशपुल टेक्नोलॉजी में दोनों तरफ लोकोमोटिव लगता है और एक्सीलरेशन अराउंड 0.7-0.8 के आसपास रहता है. शॉर्टर डिस्टेंसेज जैसे मेट्रो है, तो मेट्रो में एक्सीलरेशन 1.2-1.1 मीटर पर सेकेंड स्क्वायर रहता है. तो जितनी कम डिस्टेंस है उसमें जल्दी से स्पीड पकड़े और जल्दी से ब्रेक लगे. लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस में वो रिक्वायरमेंट नहीं. तो जो पुश पुल का कॉन्फ़िगरेशन है वो भी रेडी हो रहा है, वो रेडी होते वो भी आएगा. और ये डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड पावर की बिगनिंग है. तो डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड पावर, पुश पुल यानी कॉन्सेंट्रेटेड पावर, इन दोनों सिस्टम्स को रेलवे में यू हैव टू मास्टर एवरीथिंग. इन सब दोनों टेक्नोलॉजीज को मास्टर करना जरूरी है, जिससे कि अगले 3-4 वर्षों में रेलवे का एक बड़ा एक्सपोर्ट पोटेंशियल भारत से डेवलप।
From Vande Bharat sleeper trains, Mr. Dash, now let's take a look at the bullet trains that are in the offing now. The bullet trains, or the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail project, as we call them, is a much eagerly awaited project, with the Railway Minister speaking about its first run sometime next August. Now, take us through its journey and what value will the project bring to the common citizens?
So, as you rightly said, it's a very ambitious and one-of-its-kind project for India. If you remember last week, Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan, while addressing about progress of Pragati, the meeting that, you know, deals with delayed infrastructure projects, he said that this is the first project India is making. When you will see the next project, implementation will be faster. So we must understand that this is a very complex project. It goes through different states. Technology is completely different. We learnt it from Japan. So as you rightly said, Minister has said that first train from Bilimora to Surat, that train, the first launch, will happen in August 2027, and then phase-wise, different phases will be opening. So, making this entire stretch from Ahmedabad to Bombay. The first train becoming completely operational. Second thing, what we have heard, and the Railway Ministry has been saying it again and again, that working with Japan, we have also seen some kind of technology transfer that has happened. So, the tracks that we are building, those are becoming a new example even for Japan. I think Minister said a few days back that Japan wants to use the same technology when they do their next phase of bullet train projects.
Right.
So that's a big achievement if you see.
Absolutely.
So learning from them, and also at the same time, the quality of Indian engineers to innovate and modernize it. I think that's one of the big achievements from our point of view. As government has also already announced that there's a possibility of building 6 to 7 more bullet train tracks, I think the first project will be like an example for all other projects, how we should actually go about it. Once that train becomes operational, the speed will be about 320 km per hour. So that will be completely a new experience,
yes,
for Indian railway users. Third thing that you earlier asked about, because I'm relating it to both Vande Bharat and also bullet train, that how these are becoming an alternate mode of transport than that of airlines.
Yes.
Actually, once bullet train starts, you will see that more people will be traveling by from Mumbai to Ahmedabad train rather than by flight.
True.
So, and at the same time, the charges will be less. And when you go to airport, it takes time for check-in, check-out. And trains actually start from the heart of the city and take you to the heart of the city.
Absolutely.
So, that's how I think we'll see a lot of change in railways, and it will become the mainstay of transport for our people.
Mr. Das, we mostly talk about the new trains getting launched, like the Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat and all those things. Well, not much focus is on the track modernization. You just spoke about it as well regarding this bullet train project, which Japan is also kind of trying to emulate from our technology for the next set of bullet trains that they would be launching in Japan. Now, recently, the sectional speeds on the Golden Quadrilateral are being raised to 130 kilometers per hour and 160 kilometers per hour through the use of high output automated track laying machines. Now, how significant is this?
Well, that's very significant, primarily because we know that Delhi to Mumbai, Delhi to Howrah, so there is a plan to take the train speed up to 160 kilometers per hour. So those happen only when you improve your tracks. And as you rightly said, a track laying, the quality of steel that we use on our track, the way we put it, that there has been a lot of transformation in that area. That is why I told you more than 79% of tracks are now ready to allow trains to drive at a higher speed.
True.
So that those changes are already happening. And on the top of that, we must also remember that railways is also laying a lot of focus on fencing of the tracks. In our country, we are not European nations or other developed countries. We see people running.
We have our own set of problems to deal with. Yes.
So I think all these things are happening at the same time. Tracks are being renewed. A renewal is happening. New tracks are being laid. At the same time, fencing of tracks is happening.
Absolutely.
I think slowly we are moving towards a railway system which should be at par with some major nations, major economies.
Absolutely, Mr. Dash. And with the changes and the transformation that has happened over the past year or so, the time is not far when we will see a new and a very transformed and a vibrant Indian railway system. Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. Mr. Dash, thank you so much for having joined us and shared your views on this subject. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Spotlight.